The following is brought to you in association with and as a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Some of the material presented in this program may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
You are listening to the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast.
Life sucks! Get a fucking helmet!
Harden the fuck up!
Welcome, everybody, to this week's show. This is Season 2, Episode 7 of Inconclusive Breakdown. I am your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets. The web editor of Racistpedia, Vince, is back.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno. Timmy.
Timmy.
Mr. Short.
Timmy.
We got a lot of stuff. Let's get right into it. TV news. We'll start with the big news of the week, which was The Simpsons. Harry Shearer has left The Simpsons and his 30-some-odd voices he does, including Mr. Burns and
Flanders
and
Smithers.
They're holding out hope that he will return if they can reach some type of agreement, but if he does not come back, they are not going to kill off the characters, they will just recast. Thoughts?
Until that doesn't work and they kill off the characters.
Yeah. Thoughts, Mr. Short, The Simpsons guy?
I don't know. I'm sure they can recast, but it's not going to be the same.
Yeah. Well, Homer's voice changed from early episodes to now, so, I mean...
Yeah, but it's...
It took
I mean, it's been the same for 20-some years.
Yeah.
So is he worried about money, or...?
He wants bigger back-end money.
Yeah.
He wants it in the back end.
I was waiting for the joke.
He'll probably
for money.
I think he'll probably be back.
I think he
what
will
else
too.
Does he do?
He's in a...
He cashes
he's in Spinal Tap.
Yeah, he's in Spinal Tap. Yeah. He does
that
other
was
things, but...
the 70s.
Yeah. 50 years ago.
But,
Well, it just means they're due for another Spinal Tap movie.
That's
true. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Since they've been doing so good with remakes here lately.
Yeah. The other big news was a bunch of TV trailers hit that we just watched. Poor Vince.
Hell yeah.
Let's start with the first one. Timmy, this one's for you.
Uncle Buck.
Uncle Buck. Which, apparently, according to Vince, our racist editor, Buck is a racial term. So what
racial
do we do?
Slur,
racial slur. We recast it with all black people.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah. Funny.
In an ironic sort of way.
Timmy, you were against this when we first talked about it.
I was.
Now?
Now, I like it.
Really?
I do.
Coming from the guy who watches Blackish.
Yeah.
That's,
I'm just saying.
That's
just saying.
That needs to be a caveat there, yes.
Whatever, it's good. I'm looking forward to it.
If they named it anything else but Uncle Buck, I would be okay.
Uncle yeah. Leroy?
Uncle Leroy. But calling it Uncle Buck makes me think of the John Candy movie, and
that he can't live up to John Candy.
No, he can't. I like Mike Epps, hometown indie guy, but I don't know.
He's not even the same kind of guy that
no.
John Candy was.
Yeah.
No, one's white, the other one's black.
That's not what I meant.
Okay.
But, you know what I'm saying.
One's skinny, one's fat.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And they're different kinds of humor.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That's
yeah, John Candy's awesome.
Yeah.
John
yeah.
Candy's classic funny.
Yeah. The next one we watched was for the Muppets.
I loved it. Loved
it.
It
was good.
Animal do nudity if tasteful. And I did figure out, apparently, is Kermit the Frog a black guy? Because apparently he likes pigs.
Vince?
He likes dating white pigs.
How the fuck do I know? It's a guy with a hand up a fucking puppet's ass.
Smell his finger.
Tastes like bacon.
He did say something about bacon at the end of it.
Yeah, he said, this makes my life a bacon-wrapped hell. So, what do you think? Watchable? No, nah, Vince, you're against it?
I will watch
it. He wasn't
shit
against
it.
He just said he didn't think it'd work.
I want it to work because it's the Muppets.
Yeah.
I have a soft spot in my heart for the Muppets. I grew up with the Muppets.
Yeah.
You look
as
like
we
a
all
Muppet.
Did.
I look like a Muppet.
Uncle Pappy.
I want it to work, but I think it's going to be a clusterfuck.
I'm afraid that it could turn into that. I mean, it'll get huge ratings, but...
Yeah, I'm going to watch
will it.
It? Yeah.
The first will couple it? Episodes will, and then we'll see. That third episode's really where they decide whether it's going to hit or not.
Like, people our age are going to try to get their kids to watch it to get into the Muppets.
With the adult references.
Yeah.
Although the band's happy now that it's legal.
Yeah, I saw that, and I was like, man, here we go.
Yeah.
So,
the only thing I don't like is it looks like it's too much based on The Office.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
And The Office kind of runs course, and it's like, okay, it's over. Yeah. Let's move on to something.
I can see that.
I'm going to watch it anyway.
Yeah, I'll watch it too. At least the first few. The next one we watched was for Lucifer. This is based off the DC Vertigo comic, where Lucifer decides to leave hell and come to L.A. What'd you think?
Kind of looked like Supernatural.
Yeah.
I'd watch it.
Crossed with, like,
Constantine.
Yeah. I saw some Constantine.
It didn't look bad.
It didn't look bad. I think you made the point about the...
religious nut jobs.
Religious nut jobs are going to throw a fit about it.
It's a good concept, but yes. I think they're going to do it wrong.
Yeah. I think Constantine was well done, and it got crapped on. This might get happier.
The devil wasn't necessarily bad, evil, or either. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, he just fell from God's grace, and then hell was the place where God wouldn't go, and he was without God. I mean, it's not necessarily a place of punishment. It's a place without the presence
but
of God.
But now, in the show, so, he's
still an angel.
Sonny Crockett.
That's basically it. Yeah. I mean, he's still an angel, so he still has decent tendencies. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, he drove a Corvette. I mean, he can't be that bad.
Well, sure.
There we go. The next one we watched, and the groan was magnificent from Vince, was Supergirl. We'll start with you, because I know it's festering.
I don't even know where to start.
The beginning.
Jimmy Olsen?
Fucking a black guy?
James Olsen, I'm sorry.
Fucking
James Olsen.
Fucking Buck Owens or Russell Jones Tyrone, whatever. Is fuck it? That.
I wasn't paying that much attention, but it is in a different city.
Yes.
Okay.
So. It is not in Metropolis, I believe.
Like Los Angeles.
There were no black people, no black characters, except for James
Olsen.
Sure, let's make him a black guy. Okay.
Yeah, Calista Flockhart like black plays people Cat watch Grant, shit. Looks like trash.
Yeah, she looks
she
bad.
She looks bad. I mean, I can't... What the hell is he... Oh, yeah,
Harrison Ford has wrecked that.
She found the Fountain of Old.
Into a plane.
Yeah, she did. And yeah, he crashed a plane into it.
Yeah. Messed up her upper lip.
Where do you think he keeps the plane at?
Yeah.
In her mouth.
Jesus Christ. That was rough. It's going to be a feminist thing. It's going to be a romantic comedy. It is set in the Arrow Flash Legends universe.
No.
They're not expecting crossovers as of now, but they can if it gets that far. But,
she's cute.
Yeah, Melissa Benoist is...
It didn't look bad.
No. I've seen her naked.
It sort of looked like...
prove it.
Calista Flockhart was trying to be Devil Wears Prada. And then, the girl was trying to be the, I don't know. It's like let's take this concept from this show and put it in here and then add superpowers.
It's painful.
Hey, I see a vagina.
Who's that?
That's your Supergirl.
I see boobs.
That's her.
Yeah.
Oh, what movie was she in that?
Somebody touching her vagina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have. It's from. She was in an episode of Homeland.
So, that's.
Might have to get home.
Oh, there's a woman touching her.
Yeah.
Oh, that's even cool. Better.
Showtime, ladies and gentlemen. Showtime.
Okay.
Hell
yeah, it is. Show me. Anyway.
So, yeah, Supergirl is going to be CBS. This is CBS's attempt at a superhero.
I can't watch it anyway.
That's depressing.
And the last one we watched was for Legends of Tomorrow. This is your Flash Arrow spinoff with Captain Cold, Heatwave, Atom, half a Firestorm, but we know we get all a Firestorm. I say Hot Girl, and White Canary, which we do get to see. She's brought back with the Lazarus Pit.
And ironically, a black woman.
Was she?
No. No.
I can't get him straight anymore.
Yeah.
You tell me Jimmy Olsen's black, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I mean, look at, what's his name, Bruce Jenner. He's a woman.
Well, no, he's not.
Dude looks like a lady, man.
That's like saying Steven Tyler is. I'm excited for Legends of Tomorrow. I like where this is going.
Out of all of them, that looked like the best one.
Yeah, you got Rip Hunter. It's going to be time travel. It's superheroes meet Sliders. If you remember the old show Sliders with Jeremy O'Connell.
The fat kid from Stand By Me.
Yeah, who ended up banging Rebecca Romijn.
Poor John Stamos.
Yeah, we'll get to him later. And we do get to finally, this is something been my gripes on Arrow this season with the Atom, is that he's basically been an Iron Man it's a rich guy in a suit. Well, in this, at the very end, it shows him shrinking. So he's Iron Man and Ant-Man combined. There you go. That's the Atom. Yay, we get him. All right, so that was all the trailers. Vince, you made it through.
It was fucking painful.
A couple of them were.
I gotta say, the Muppets made me happy.
How many minutes was that? How many minutes we spend on that?
Probably about 15.
That was fucking awful.
Supergirl was like 7 minutes long.
Speaking of Supergirl,
I'd rather smack my balls with a fucking rubber mallet than watch that shit again.
Again?
Get the rubber mallet.
Get him.
Speaking of Supergirl, CBS has announced the time slot. Monday, 8 o'clock, they're going to put it head-to-head against Gotham.
Gonna lose.
Batman v Superman. Well, Batkid versus Supergirl. No. It's gonna lose.
Yeah.
Because
I don't.
It's gonna be once a week.
Yes.
And then the fourth week, she's gonna be really angry.
Really angry. Yeah. Yeah. Like we said, once a month, this bitch is gonna turn into super bitch. So.
Hi. How have you been? You fucking man. Yeah.
Apparently, I'll Doomsday is quote word for I got my period. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Doomsday's a blood monster. CBS has announced, Timmy, this is for you, that Person of Interest will only be a mid-season show. They're not doing a whole season. They're going to bring it. They're going to wait and bring it in mid-season.
I figured they're going to wind it Jesus. Down anyway.
Yeah. It's really good. It is very good. Fox has announced the X-Files will return January 24th after the NFC Championship game.
I can't wait that long.
Well, you're going to have to. Next season, Fox also announced, will be the last for American Idol.
Good.
Yay.
Seacrest finally out.
Thank God.
Or at least back to E.
Just going to be replaced with another piece of shit.
Yeah. Speaking of...
Don't complain.
Oh, I don't like American Idol.
But you watched Glee?
I did, yeah.
Did.
At least a few episodes.
You still do on reruns and shit.
No.
Liar.
I bet you cried.
He probably did.
I bet you...
Well, jerking off, maybe.
Fucking president of the Seacrest fan club over here. I can't believe they're canceling the show.
He cries when we leave every Sunday.
Well, that's true. Thank God. Now it's just me and the dog. Yeah.
Come here. Lick this.
Your tongue's rougher than Vince's.
We're out of peanut butter. It's okay.
Speaking of shows ending, we said a couple weeks ago, or it might have been last week, about CSI wrapping up. CBS did announce that they are going to go with just a 2-hour TV movie finale, and William Peterson, Mark Helgenberger will be back for it. So they're bringing back Grissom, which is what I wanted. Shut up, kid!
Where's that pedo truck at?
It should be around here picking these little bastards up.
Wow.
I don't care about them.
It shows.
Ted Danson, who apparently is now the star of CSI.
As for his
Sam Malone.
Yeah. He will be moving to CSI Cyber.
Oh, God.
Which is the biggest bag of trash on TV.
Sam Malone don't know nothing about no computer.
Let's put it this way. You got uber feminist Patricia Arquette and Bow Wow.
Oh, shit.
Are your stars of CSI Cyber.
I've never seen one episode.
Don't. I mistakenly caught 15 minutes last night, and I honestly got to try to kill myself 3 times.
That's once every 5 minutes.
I know. I was like, shit, she's back on TV. Pop, 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 pills. I feel bad because James Vanderbeek's in it, and he's a good actor. I'm like, I think he was like, man, I'm going to be on a CSI show. Sweet.
You like Dawson's Creek, didn't you?
No, he's done other stuff. He did a lot of stuff afterwards. And he's in the Power Rangers.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Dark Power Ranger thing we watched.
I don't want to wait.
No.
Jesus.
Show's over. Let's go home.
Hey, I got the Harry Pitts for it.
I know.
You ever seen that?
No. Never seen Paula Cole?
No. And her Pitts?
Yeah, she's fucking gross.
Fucking headlock? Yeah. Oh my God.
Bummer. Missed out.
TNT
but the pussy has announced is ripe.
That. Oh my God. Imagine that with 90% humidity and 100 degrees outside. Jesus. TNT has announced that Teen Titans looks like they are going to cast and start production in the summer. So.
Cool.
And it does look like Dick Grayson Nightwing will be the main focus of the show.
Do you like one?
Yes, he will be.
Dick.
Speaking of Flash that we talked about, Danielle Pan. I'm going to break that. Give me that.
Give me it.
Right, finally stop pumping our legs and you take his ball away from him.
Danielle Panabaker.
Did you see what kind of ball it is?
Yeah, it's a soccer ball. Danielle Panabaker, who plays Caitlin Frost on Flash, did an AMA on Reddit and was asked about being... Take that away. He's killing me.
Come here. He won't let me have it.
I know. She was asked about becoming Killer Frost, which in the comic books, that's who her character is. She says that she has been told from the start that, yes, that is where this is going. She will, in fact, become Killer Frost. The outfit has already been made and done. And with... This Tuesday is the season finale of Flash, and it is time travel. He's going to do something in the past that fucks it up. And that's how I think she'll become Killer Frost. Disney announced in a conference call with stockholders that they could possibly be moving forward with both a Star Wars and a Marvel channel. So, finally get that Star Wars Holidays Ewok special.
It's out there.
I know it is. It's god awful. Wookiee. It's god damn it. It's terrible.
I remember watching that when I was a kid.
I did too. Uncle Pappy, we're old.
I just want to know when Disney's going to buy Star Trek 2. And we'll get Star Wars, Star Trek.
I'll fucking punch you in the face.
I know that.
God damn, I can't imagine that. Let's put it
this way. What was it, about 15 years ago, I remember reading that they actually were in discussions with Paramount about. This is before they got Lucasfilm and Marvel. They wanted to go after Star Trek first. So, that didn't go through, so they got Star Wars and Marvel. So, man, I hope to God that never happens.
No lie.
Vince, we're ending TV with a happy note for you.
It's about fucking time.
David Lynch. You crazy Dutch bastard. He has confirmed he is back for Twin Peaks. Yes.
That's not the end of TV news.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We have one more. I didn't write it down, though. But yeah, David Lynch will be back for Twin Peaks.
I told you.
Yeah. The end for TV news
there it is
that this Wednesday will be, I guess, well, there's that.
Quit farting.
Patron saint of the show, David Letterman.
How many patron saints of the show do we have?
15.
He's a patron
saint? They multiply
saint?
Like Catholic rabbits.
When did he become a Catholic... When did he become a patron saint?
We're from Indiana. We do top 10 lists. You're our Paul Schaefer.
Jesus Christ.
No, you're a weird little gay Canadian.
He does music.
Well, yeah, you're a weird... Jesus Christ. Looks like you just poutine your pants speaking Canadian.
Smell anything.
That might have been the dog.
That makes me
no, it was Timmy.
I know, yeah.
It was just a little one.
Yep.
Silent but deadly.
It wasn't silent. The microphone picked it up. But this Wednesday is David Letterman's final show. His last guest will be... Bill fucking Murray, indeed, who was his first guest.
And who has been on the show the most out of anybody.
Yeah, it will be his 44th or 45th appearance on the show.
Crazy Murray.
Yep.
Who else is going to be on the show?
David Letterman.
Paul Schaefer. And the CBS
Orchestra.
As guests.
I don't know for that one. I know... I forget who tomorrow's is. They announced it, but I want to say... Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks. Yeah, so... That's it for TV news. We'll go right into movies. And Vince, we're going to start off with a good one for you. Dee Snider will return as Captain Howdy in a Strangeland remake.
That's cool.
That's the story I saved from last week. That's the sound I wanted.
Yep.
Would you explain for the people Strangeland?
This is
not Strangeland Tales.
Oh,
which
it's
was
a,
different. Oh. That was the one with The Rock and...
he's a...
Justin Timberlake.
He's like a... he's into piercing and, like, you know, hanging from shit. He's just a big sadist. It's a cool movie. I can't go into any more of that.
Yeah, it's a definite weird... Yeah. But you're getting a Strangeland remake and he will be back. Kevin Smith has let it be known that the title for the Mallrats sequel... will be Mall Brats.
I saw that.
What happened to Mall Rats 2?
That's what I was going to go with. But, you know, chocolate-covered pretzels. But.
How are they going to do Brody? He works in the... he owns a coffee shop. Or the comic book shop.
I don't know. He'll be back. I don't know how, but... Hell, Stan Lee's in it.
don't know.
I don't know. Lumbered fucked her.
What game is that? Oh, that's stupid ass game. Focus Features has acquired the U.S. rights to Ratchet and Clank. You're getting a CG Ratchet and Clank movie. But here's your voice cast. Paul Giamatti.
Harry Shearer.
Of course.
John Goodman. Bella Thorne. Rosario Dawson. And Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, boy. Oh, here it comes.
Wow. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Now I know what the sound of a groan looks like on my recording thing here. Because everybody, one time. Good Lord. Release date has been set for April 29th of next year.
Bella Thorne.
Smoking hot. Marvel News. It looks like they're trying to get director Ava DuVernay, the black woman that directed Selma, for either Black Panther or Captain Marvel. You know, the black or the woman movie. So, Vince?
I got nothing.
Okay.
Liar.
I got nothing.
Fox has announced that Josh Boone is signed on to direct and co-write New Mutants. So you're going to get that team, which was Cannonball, Moonstar, Wolfsbane.
Moon Cricket.
And wasn't Cable's first appearance in New Mutants?
Yes.
I believe so. I think so. Batman versus Superman, it looks all but confirmed that your bad guy, quote unquote, will be Doomsday. Apparently Lex has Zod's body, and he's going to make some type of Doomsday virus.
I thought it was going to be Brainiac.
No, apparently it's Doomsday. So,
whatever.
Yeah.
Why would they do that?
What?
I don't know. Stick with story. Doomsday. Really?
Yeah. Well, if he's so powerful, that would be why you have to get the Justice League together. That would be my only guess.
I'd rather see Brainiac.
Is Superman going to die in this movie?
No, hell no.
But he'll bleed.
He'll bleed, yeah. Sony has announced they are going to remake the 1996 teen witch movie, The Craft. Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Oh, I can't wait.
I have a VHS copy of that.
Yeah, with Fuzuria. Oh, I can't pronounce it.
Balzac.
Balzac.
Fruza Balk.
Yeah, Fruza Balk. I just know her from American History X.
Yeah, she was in The Worst Witch back in the 80s with Tim Curry singing.
Yes.
I'm gonna look that one up.
Yeah. I don't know why this happened.
Is that on beta?
I can get it.
8mm. Sam Jackson has joined the Blob remake. Because remember, a couple months ago, we said they're going to redo the Blob. Apparently in this one, the Blob will come from deep within the earth. So he's a mole man. And Sam Jackson will play a biochemistry professor who helps try and defeat
bullshit.
It. I couldn't even get the whole sentence out before you fuck that shit right there. No, that's not going to happen. He's black.
There's a motherfucking Blob on this motherfucking plane.
Yeah.
Give me a telescope or a microscope.
Something.
Something. Fried chicken. Some watermelon.
Popeyes.
What the fuck?
Oh, we missed you.
I know.
Yeah, so that's going to happen. And fucking terrible.
Are you going to watch it?
No. I won't even download it.
Liar.
I like the 80 one. The one that made in the 80s with Kevin Dillon.
Now, that was where it was like a Cold War experiment. Was that the...
No.
No.
It was from outer space.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they've done two. One was from outer space. One was like an experiment gone wrong. One of the remakes. They remade the movie.
The only
ten
one
times.
I remember, it came from space and then they were trapped in a school or something.
Steve McQueen?
Maybe. Yeah, the old one,
yeah,
the original.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. That's still my ass.
Black and white, wasn't it?
Early color.
You had to work on that one.
Yeah, it was a talking. Judd Apatow has announced that they are in production on a Lonely Island movie. So the Lonely Island guys are making a movie. There you go.
There you go.
There's a rumor floating around about a Drago movie based on Drago from Rocky IV. About how he's fighting.
Somebody call Dave.
That's funny.
Fuck, we got that casting down.
Didn't they just make a
movie? They're making Creed now.
Okay.
But apparently Drago, if Creed does well, Drago could be next, about him fighting in Siberian prison.
And then Sylvester Stallone comes and holds his hand.
Well, no, he dies at the end of Creed. Spoiler.
Allegedly.
Oh, good.
Allegedly. Yeah.
Did he die in real life?
No. Oh. He's going to make Expendables 5.
He's probably pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll call that.
No, that was Burt Reynolds.
Oh,
did
yeah.
Did you see that I sent you? Oh, my God. Did you see the picture of Burt Reynolds?
He was on Fast and Loud, an episode, and he looked like shit then.
He looks bad.
Yeah, that picture he sent us, he looks like...
He's going to die tomorrow. Yeah.
He's had a hard life.
Yeah.
He's praying for the sweet release of death.
That'd just get him out of his alimony to Lonnie Anderson. But
Lonnie Anderson.
Back in the day. God. WKRP.
Yeah. You know who... I liked... What's her name,
that
too?
That woman made me a man.
What was that other
chick's
name?
Well, at least for about 5 minutes.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, the brown hair girl.
She was fucking hot,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, she was. What the fuck was her name?
I don't know. I forget.
I can't remember. We're Speaking old. Of hot women, Kate Beckinsale will be back for Underworld 5. The Thief.
I want to see your ass.
In leather. You're going to get
God
it.
God damn. That girl.
Yeah. You're getting a sequel to one of my favorite movies to come out recently, Goon. The Sean William Scott hockey movie.
Oh, shit.
It'll be called Goon, Last of the Enforcers. Apparently, the pros go on strike, and so the scrubs come in, and he's one of the scrubs, so I'm all for that. Think of it as, what was the Keanu Reeves movie? Yes, that was one. The football movie with Gene Hackman.
The Replacements.
Replacements. Think of it like that.
Is Sean William Scott going to be?
Yep, he's cool. Back. Everybody's back for it. Except maybe dude played Sabretooth.
Oh, yeah. I know you're talking
about. I can't
about.
Think of his name offhand.
The wrestler.
No, the newer version, Sabretooth. Nah, fuck it, it'll come to me. If not, fuck it. It ain't that important. They announced the next title for the Planet of the Apes movie. We have
Baltimore.
We have Liev Schreiber.
Liev Schreiber, thank you.
Took me a while.
Baltimore, you fucker, you got me. That was good. We had...
Hold on, what did you say it is?
Planet of the Apes, Ferguson.
Back to the porch.
Here we go. Yay. You had Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, Rise of the Planet of the Apes. Fulbright. So now we're going to get...
Eclipse.
War of the Planet of the Apes.
Fuck yeah, we are. We've already got it. Just turn the TV on.
Monkey versus monkey.
They got fucking stock footage of that shit. They don't even need editing.
Oh no, keep going, goddamn. This is podcast gold right here.
Just saying. You want to chimp out, just turn the fucking TV on.
Caesar turns into Al Sharpton. That's right. Just say the whole thing. Let's get and speaking of sequels that make no sense, Owen Wilson and Jackie Chan.
God, not again.
Back together for Shanghai Dawn.
Fuck you, that might be alright.
It might be, yeah. It's Jackie Chan, so I'll watch it. Gary Anthony Williams, who does Uncle Ruckus on the Boondocks, and he was also Stevie's dad for Malcolm in the Middle, has been cast as Bebop in Ninja Turtles 2. Dead air is not podcast gold. So just, what are you? You're sitting there. It's percolating. You're
I'm gonna be chuckling thinking of Uncle Ruckus the whole fucking time.
Yeah,
he might pull it off. Because that's it was
he is
the way
very
it was.
Talented. He is a very good
he is very
comedic
talented.
Actor, and Bebop is the dumber of the two. So
they might pull it off. I don't like
if he does the Uncle Ruckus voice. I'll laugh like an idiot, but we'll see. Even though it has not been officially announced, it looks like Asa Butterfield. I played Ender from Ender's Game. It looks like he's going to be Peter Parker, your new Spider-Man. So, yeah, they casted young. Well, they said they were going to go 16.
I think when we did our casting of that, one of us picked him.
Yeah, one of us. I can't remember which one of us, but yeah, somebody did cast him.
Well, at least it wasn't what's
James
his name?
Smith.
James Smith.
Yeah, yeah. Thank God.
That'll be the next one.
Wait.
He's got to get out of his dress period first.
These next two. Listeners, please get ready. Vince, are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. Charlize Theron has came out during an interview for Mad Max, which Vince will get into here in just a second, and said that if we don't do something about global warming, that the world of Mad Max could come true.
I hope it does.
And go.
We need a good pandemic just to fucking wipe everybody out and just start over from scratch. Get rid of all the bullshit.
And now your review of Mad Max.
What, the female fucking, what is that, empowerment Mad Max theory bullshit? I don't want Steel Magnolias with explosions, alright? I want Mad Max.
Yeah.
I want Thunderdome.
Fucking Tina Turner.
Damn right. She still looks good, too.
Though. Yeah, and that wasn't really female empowerment. That movie wasn't. That was, you know... Why would you just... God damn it. I don't know. I'm done. My fucking heart's going to stop if I don't breathe through my nose and out through my mouth.
Well, then our next story might get you. And this is the last story for movie news. The ACLU, one of your favorite groups.
I love them.
Said on Tuesday that they are asking federal and California civil rights agencies to investigate the quote-unquote systemic failure to hire female directors in film and television industry. If the agencies agree to investigate and they find bias, they could take actions that might include filing legal charges.
Whatever.
So they're saying women ain't good enough to do... They're mad that women ain't getting chances to direct TV and movies.
There's plenty of women directors.
I think this... My problem with this is if... Okay, filmmaking, do we all agree it's an art? Then not everybody can fucking do it.
Right.
Obviously, yeah. Like me...
Stripping. Stripping is an art, and not everybody can do it.
Yeah. Well, shit, I will strip every day.
We know.
So the Jews at the ACLU were taking on the Hollywood Jews.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jew fight.
That's funny. And who's got more money?
The Jews.
Yeah. Well, which group of Jews have the most money?
That's it.
The Hollywood Jews? Yeah.
Or the political Jews? Damn, that's 49-51. That's, you know,
I'm just saying. I'm just whoever's got the most money.
Let's pull the audience.
Pull the audience.
Send us an email. What do you think?
Send us an email about Jews.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Hitler guy 1488 writes.
Yeah. It's just, it's the way it is.
Well, get Dan's opinion or Vince's opinion now.
Yeah, I'm sorry that I let out your Nazi guy 1488 handle.
Come on now. 14 words live by.
I knew you were going to do it. I hope to God we're the only ones to get that, because we're not saying it on the air.
Say it.
No.
No. I just...
If we both say no, you know it's a bad thing.
I don't know, man. It's all about money. I've said it before. It's not race or gender. It's money. It's whoever's got the
most
money.
But now they're saying, okay, let's say that this comes through and studios have to put a female director, you know, one-to-one. For every male director, you get a female director.
Right.
Okay, so that means your next 8 Marvel movies must be female directed. Wow, that silence spoke fucking tons.
It's going to end up being like the NFL, where they have the Rooney Rule, where they have to interview a black candidate for a coaching position.
Yeah, even though they ain't going to give it to them.
They already know who their coach is going to be, but they have to go through the motions,
right, but if
and
this,
interview a black guy.
If this is art, which filmmaking is an art, is that like saying, well, that guy painted a painting, well, I should be able to paint the same painting and get the same money and do all the same stuff? Not if it's art.
No, I'm saying it's copyright.
Well, yeah, but it would be different if, like, okay, I'm a ditch digger. We both dig the same type of ditch, the same size, same time, same speed, same pay. Okay, yeah, that's fair.
I doubt it.
But
if you're black or a woman and you're doing the same job,
it's funny. Then,
no, well, I need to be paid more because I'm special.
Well, they have truer words have never been spoken on this goddamn show.
But it's not, in all seriousness, no, it's not about that. It's about fucking these actresses and shit getting on stage or getting on a podium, talking to the UN, saying how bad fucking women have it, when all along those fucking cunts are living in Malibu in huge fucking mansions, and they've never wanted for anything in their lives because mommy and daddy was rich and probably bought their fucking career for them. And now they're trying to tell everyone who lives paycheck to paycheck in this country how they should fucking live. That's bullshit. Fuck that.
End fucking scene.
I don't get it.
You know, it's about like walking down the streets of New York and tripping on a sidewalk.
You fucking ain't right it is.
And suing the city for $5 million.
Well, at least you didn't have to swim in a pool. Oh, just... The brick sank.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Hey, that wasn't me. That was Dad. All right.
It was.
Come on.
Her lips doubled as a flotation device.
So, who left a pool floaty in the pool?
That's a weird looking
thing. It's Snickers. A big, it looks like a big floating vagina.
And what are we talking about?
I have no idea, but we're going on to comic book.
You know what we're talking about.
We're going on to comic book news, thank God. Oh, Dan, still with the woman thing.
You missed me, didn't you?
Yes, I did. The identity of the new Thor. Your female that took the power of Thor. It's Jane Foster. In the movies, it was played by Natalie Portman.
I thought she was going to say Jane Fonda.
Oh, that cunt was there.
Hello, Jane.
Yeah. It's on again, off again, love interest who apparently has cancer, and being Thor is either making it worse or making it stop from spreading.
I bet she puts the hammer in her underwear.
Black hammer. Yeah.
What the hell?
The handle is just like the perfect fit. She takes out.
Never gonna look at Natalie Portman the same. Archie Comics has canceled their Kickstarter campaign. They were trying to raise $350,000 to get. Yeah, I saw that. They were trying to raise $350,000 to finish and start four series they were doing. They had already raised $35,000 like a month ago, so obviously they weren't gonna hit it. But everybody started bitching about how's one of the major publishers trying to do a Kickstarter to get money about publishing. And the guys at Archie said, fine, fuck it. We won't do it, but your books are going to be delayed. Thanks. So, Marvel still has Secret Wars going on.
I haven't bought comics in a long time.
Come to find out, your big bad guy, Doom. And now he's a god. Apparently, somehow, he created the battle world. He somehow, when the two universes were colliding, he somehow magically... Yes, I talk like an Italian with my hands.
Who was it in the original Secret War?
Yeah, I think it was, but...
No, I mean, it was somebody different.
Oh, that was the Beyonder. Yeah. But apparently Doom is the bad guy. He has an army of Thors. As his police force, Galactus is standing guard over his castle, which is now called Doomguard. His throne is the Norse Tree of Life. He just sits in the tree. So Doom is your bad guy. Huh. And he is now officially called God Doom in the book, apparently. Speaking of Secret Wars, it was announced that a couple of things that will make it out of Secret Wars, at least when they reboot, will be Maestro, who is the future version of Hulk.
Oh, yeah.
And he apparently rules over the wasteland of dystopia on Battleworld. A-Force, the group of all female Avengers. Duh, we know that one is. And something I'm interested in, I might actually pick up the first issue, Howling Commandos, a new Howling Commandos. This is not your Captain America. This will be made up of Marvel's monster characters. So Dracula, Morbius, Werewolf by Night, probably throwing Blade, Ghost Rider.
Vince.
Eh? Vince. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Wow, he turned from a Muppet to a monster.
Hell yeah. There
he goes.
This all turns into Dick at Midnight.
Yeah. Just keeps getting bigger. That's all I got for comic book news. Wrestling, real quick. Wrestling. Payback is tonight. Let's run down the card. Vince, you got to get on a train to Baltimore because you're wrestling here soon.
Am I?
Yep.
I got to get my Super Saiyan power up.
Diva tag team match. Tamina and Naomi against the Bella Twins, which apparently Brie might be hurt, so you might put Paige in that slot.
Which one's got the red top on?
That is Brie. That's the one that's married to Daniel Bryan. The one in the black top is the one banging John Cena.
How come the feminists don't attack WWE?
Oh, they do.
Oh.
Not as bad as they used to back in the Attitude era, late 90s. But, yeah.
Because they look like whores.
Like the bra and panty matches?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Back in those days. Yeah.
Miss Hancock.
This one is basically...
God.
I can't even talk
what
right now.
What the fuck was George Clooney thinking?
Nothing.
Who is it?
This one right here, Tamina is the daughter of Jimmy Superfly Snuka. Naomi, the black girl, is married to one of the Uso brothers. So probably black girl wins. Your next match, tag team, 2 out of 3 falls match, New Day champions versus Kid and Cesaro.
So if it's tag team, why is there 5 guys in there?
So yeah, because New Day is like a 3-man group. You never know which 2 are going to defend the titles.
That's retarded.
Yep. Wait, so you got Living Color versus House of Pain?
Yes. Kid and Cesaro, I'd like to see it, but New Day is being booed heavily, so they will keep the belts because it actually makes something interesting.
Those new belts look like.
Look at that. 3 black guys on a white guy.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Yeah, I don't like the tag belts. They look like giant fucking pennies. Your next match, Ryback versus Bray Wyatt. Bray Wyatt has to win. He's lost every other fucking match leading into this.
He's wearing a fedora.
Yep. Tag team, this will be on the kickoff show, The Ascension against the minor powers of Axelmania and Macho Mandow. Oh, God damn it. Why are they doing this?
Why do they have Egyptian symbols on their eyes?
Because they're supposed to be the new version of the Road Warriors, Legion of Doom, okay. But yeah. They have fucked these guys over bad since they came up. Axel and Sandow win. And there it is.
Super Saiyan Vince.
Super Saiyan Vince versus Dolph Ziggler. Ziggler technically won the last match at the pay-per-view. So I'm guessing Sheamus wins this one.
Is he that white?
Yes.
Fuck yeah, he is.
Yes.
I wonder if he puts makeup on.
No, I've seen him like out doing like interviews just normally. Fucker looks like a gallon of milk going over a fucking store mannequin. Yeah.
You need a mohawk.
You need braids on the goatee.
Yeah, that's what I need.
Let's see. Barrett. King Barrett versus Neville. Barrett will win. Your main event, Fatal 4-Way for the World Heavyweight title. Dean Ambrose, Randy Orton, Seth Rollins, and Roman Reigns. Basically, Randy Orton versus The Shield. Shit. Rollins will probably win. Even though all the fangirls want Ambrose to win with his weird little fucking clothesline he does in the ropes that looks like crap. I think that's it. No. The I Quit match for the United States Championship, which probably could be the main event. John Cena versus Rusev. Who will say I quit?
Rusev.
Probably. Yeah, because they ain't taking the belt off Cena. Can't see him. LOL, Cena wins. So there's your pay-per-view rundown. Speaking of Rusev, I saw this morning. Apparently Vince McMahon is extremely pissed off at Rusev because he used to come out wearing this Russian medal. You know, he's a hero to the Russian people and they awarded him a medal. Apparently a fan stole it at the Philly airport. And posted an Instagram picture saying, "Hey, Rusev, you dropped something." So, yeah, Vince is... Anytime anybody ever has a briefcase or one of the belts, it is technically company property. And apparently this medal was the same, and he lost it. And boss is extremely pissed off, and Rusev may have to pay for the replacement out of his own pocket.
Well, that's why he's got to quit.
Yeah, he's got to quit.
He don't have pockets.
No.
He has an anus.
He does.
That's true.
Or that's your anus.
Maybe.
I stick nothing in my anus.
Bullshit.
Not after Justin's been in it.
Damn right. Impact Wrestling announced they will be moving to Wednesday night starting on June 3rd. Apparently Destination America is no longer really happy with the show. That's why they brought in Billy Corgan to try and raise ratings. Looks like Samoa Joe has signed with WWE and could debut Wednesday during the NXT special. And he put a picture out on Twitter or something. He looks like he dropped 50 pounds and looks to be in phenomenal shape. That's all they need. Another fucking Samoan. Last thing for wrestling news. There's a rumor going around that WWE Hall of Famer Sonny has signed with Vivid Videos to start making pornos.
Fuck yeah.
Who's Sonny?
I will bring a picture.
Is it a guy?
No.
Okay. you just keep your fucking pictures.
Vince isn't interested no more.
No.
Oh, she's white?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Big screen that shit.
I'm working on it. Good God. Now, we do know...
Brazers.
Some people that listen to the show know her, and so I'm reporting this as a rumor right now. She's been doing Skype shows with people, but apparently...
Ooh, she looks beat up.
That one is when she got out of jail for domestic violence or some shit.
What's that one?
This one?
Yeah.
That is...
Big screen. I can't see nothing.
That's bad quality of a Skype show.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah. Apparently she is... The rumor is she's going to do videos for Vivid. So, that's the same thing.
Please, no. God,
that's the same company that China did videos with. So, there you go.
And how's her career now?
China looked like she might be dead in a month. It's bad. I mean, her YouTube videos is basically her just rambling. And they should be anti-drug PSAs for the kids.
I thought you were going to say uterus videos.
No. I have one thing for video games, and then I will throw it over to Uncle Ruckus. Nintendo is bringing back the Nintendo World Championships for the first time since the movie The Wizard with Fred Savage, if anybody remembers with the power glove.
I thought that movie was awesome.
Oh, it was. The competition will start May 30th at local Best Buy locations, with the finals being on June 16th at E3. No word on what the games will be in the competition yet.
Jesus.
So, better get the kid ready. It's all going to be on the Wii.
Boy, got a Wii. He never plays it.
That's true.
I play my Wii all the time.
Yeah, I know you do.
Well, he's only 8, so...
Give him a new in a couple of years. Yeah. what you got for video game news?
I really don't have anything for video game news, except for Hatred comes out June 1st.
Yep.
I'm all about
that. We should be fucking sponsored by that goddamn game as much as we've talked about.
I can't wait for that fucking game to come out. I shared
a video of Hatred on Facebook.
It's pretty cool, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It looks great.
I finally bit the bullet and got rid of my Windows 8.1 machine.
Oh, really?
Well, I still have the computer, but I put Linux on it.
Did you?
And it runs fucking fantastic. So Steam went right over. So
if you're thinking
about video games and you want to run Linux, and
Steam's the way to go with it.
Steam can do it, so it's all good. I haven't had any problems yet. Knock on wood.
Yeah, that's good. Particle board.
Whatever. It's still got wood in it. But other than that, I don't know.
Easy.
I'm knocking on Timmy.
Better them than me.
Oh, thank you, Homer. That it for video games?
That's all I got, man. It really is kind of slow. There's nothing really...
Yeah.
Destiny's taking everybody's time.
Yeah.
Fucking Destiny.
A bunch of people at work play it, talk about it all the time. They're like, oh, I did this, and I'm level 34. I was like, I don't fucking care.
The only game I've really been playing lately is... I'll tell you in a second.
Simpsons,
Family Guy, Marvel Mighty Heroes. I am all about that stupid-ass game.
You need to get Adventure Capitalist.
I have looked at that. I'm tempted to. Sports!
Sports?
With you. Wow. Hey, you fucking got it right.
You did.
Bonus points. What do you got for sports? Go.
Deflate
Gator.
Fucking cheaters. Indianapolis 500 is open for practice today. Qualifying.
Actually, they're doing it all today.
Rained out yesterday.
Yeah.
Ed Carpenter smoked the wall. Qualifying's been pushed back. They're hoping they can get it in before the rain. It's poll day.
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe.
Mitch is excited.
He is excited.
Every day's poll day with me, baby.
Around midnight?
Yeah.
Kyle Busch returned to NASCAR action last night in the
the All-Star race.
He had the pole. And
pull the pole.
He ended up finishing, not first. I forget who won.
Because that race, it only matters who wins. Yeah. It's just a money race. They win like $25,000. Or is it $1 million?
$1 million. Everybody else is last.
Yeah.
Baseball is still going on.
Believe it or not, it's start of summer.
We're almost halfway through a 162 game season.
Yeah.
Great American Ballpark caught on fire.
I saw that. I saw the firefighters up trying to pour water in the fucking thing.
For people who don't know, they have looks like a river boat in the outfield, center field area.
Yeah, by their scoreboard.
They got two smokestacks, and whenever they score a home run, they'll shoot off fireworks, pyrotechnics.
Yep.
And there was a little mishap. Didn't delay the game at all. They were smoking like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
They evacuated a couple of sections.
When was this?
She knows.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
Keep going. Just keep going.
They were spraying water up there, which anybody who works with pyrotechnics knows that's a bad deal.
Yeah.
But anyways, I digress.
She likes it.
You're such a whore. where was I? Sports, baseball, football, Deflategate.
Yeah.
Like I said, Brady got four game suspension.
Yeah.
Probably going to be two.
They should have stripped him of his fucking awards.
It'll never happen.
I agree with Vince.
This isn't college.
They cheated.
Yeah, this isn't college.
They cheated.
Well, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
It ain't racing.
Yeah, but this is the third time they've been caught cheating.
Yeah.
Three times.
Let's see here. I think that might be about it for sports, because I really don't have much.
Yeah, IndyCar, everybody keeps flipping.
Oh, yeah. Third flip today at Carpenter, smoking them all.
Yeah. And he was going for, if he would have got pole this year, it would have been the first time in history a guy's gotten the pole to 500 3 years in a row.
But he still can. I mean, they got
to... Well, they don't know. They don't know if his backup car will be able to get in for qualifying, last I read. So.
I get it.
Yeah.
Let's see. There's got to be something else. Hockey playoffs.
I was going to say, what the fuck are you wearing there, Griswold?
Hockey playoffs. Blackhawks play today. Rangers
won last night.
Tampa Bay play yesterday.
Yep. Rangers won 2-1.
2-1.
Yep.
My playoff beard. I had to shave my head because I couldn't take it no more. It was driving me insane.
You look beautiful.
I do. Bald is beautiful.
We'll see your crotch.
Oh no!
Fuck.
That costs extra.
Well, let me run to the ATM.
Is that like ass to mouth? Because I'm not into that.
Whatever.
But anyways, in soccer news, still not a sport. I heard we got some fans in jolly old England who are got to be behind me on this one. Soccer sucks. It really, really sucks.
Send your hate mail to inconclusivebreakdown@gmail.com.
My son won his game.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. What game?
Soccer.
Not a sport.
He would run circles around you.
That's not hard. After three, he'd probably pass out.
Yeah. That it for sports then?
Yeah, fuck soccer.
Alright. Music news. I have one thing and then I'll throw it to Timmy. Universal Music is repackaging the A&M years 75 to 84 for Styx on vinyl, both individual and in a box set. Will be out in July.
Oh, I'm there.
That sounds like more of a thing for Roboto.
It is.
Okay. He posted it on Facebook.
Yeah.
And he's excited.
No shit.
Yeah. Very excited. I have a hair tickle in my nose. Sorry.
You have a bunch of hairs tickling your nose there.
I don't like to shave.
All right.
This fucking show.
Rock on the Range is going on right now. It's been going on since Friday in Ohio.
I mean, look, it comes up over my belt. For Christ's sakes.
Man, it's like a red afro.
He wears a full body sweater.
At least it doesn't look like a clown wig. You imagine pulling down the pants and it looks like a fucking clown wig?
It does.
Dyed different colors.
He puts a red nose on the end of it.
It looks like a Ronald McDonald wig with a fucking light out of it. Yeah.
LED. Let's go. Keep going.
Fuck you. It's a halogen.
Ouch.
Yeah. Like I said, Rock on the Range is going on right now. Hollywood Undead is going on the stage right now. Yeah. Linkin Park is—they suck, but they're going to be the headliner today. Yep.
And on that note,
that's about it for that. A rapper has been killed.
Best name ever.
Has been killed in a drive-by. His name is Chinks Drugs.
Wow.
Killed in a drive-by. He's a member of the French Montana's Coke Boys.
Was.
Is his given name Toby Chinks?
Lionel Chinks Pickens.
Oh, shit.
Pickens Cotton?
Yeah. I wasn't going to say anything. It was in Queens, New York, so.
No shit.
Yeah. Wasn't in fucking Detroit.
Or Baltimore.
Ferguson.
Or Ferguson.
Indianapolis.
Or not Indianapolis. Yet. Not yet, anyway. And then, on a sad note...
Now this
a guy gets killed. On a sad note.
Yeah, fuck Chinks. Wait, that sounds bad.
He's not talking about slopes.
Yeah, or fucking gooks.
I knew it was going to happen. That's why I set it up that way. All right.
B.B. King has died at 89 years old.
Yeah, that
is sad.
That fucking just sucked.
You know, I was talking to people there. My boss at work likes blues and real big into B.B. King. Mm-hmm. I said, you know, Gibson ES-335s are going to go crazy. People are going to buy them like a motherfucker.
I have a 339 Epiphone.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's...
It's the smaller version of Lucille. And the cheaper version.
The 135?
No, 339.
Oh.
It's an ES-330.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Epiphone.
That, that is just, that made by EA Sports?
Yes.
It's in yes.
It's in the game.
The rock band.
He said it first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that just... It's rare nowadays that you lose somebody that is a legitimate legend. I mean, being TV, movies, you know, it was what, Robin Williams last year?
It was really sad to hear about when he went into hospice care and he was being abused.
Yeah.
By his manager.
That...
And stealing money from him and shit.
Yeah. That's why he was working 300 days a year.
Who else? Yeah. What's his name? Soul Eye, right?
That narrows it down.
The guy who did Johnny Be Good.
You know, Chuck Berry's still looking alive. Watching women pee. Yeah. You heard about that, didn't you? Where he got busted. He owns a thing in Missouri somewhere, put cameras in the women's bathrooms.
Yeah, he...
It's party.
He's up there with it, too. So is Little Richard and...
Yeah.
Richard Simmons.
Yeah, Richard Simmons.
I don't have, I could, but I don't.
And that's music, too. I mean, with Little Richard, I mean, that shit, that's hardcore, man.
Yeah. That man put up with a lot of shit.
That ain't no shit.
Black and gay in the South doing rock and roll music, getting white women off? Yeah. That's just hate crime waiting.
And he's good, living. Though.
They don't...
That motherfucker's...
It pisses me off that music is not like that anymore. It's just...
It's...
Oh, everybody
money.
Goes over...
Like you said, everything in now money.
It is money. It's we joke around, you know, but it is. It's all about fucking money.
It is. That's...
And most of the music we hear today is it's awful.
Fucking
and the,
shit.
What? Speaking of music, the, fucking the things Billboard tonight. Award. Thank you.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, Taylor Swift with a billion fucking nominations for whatever.
And her new music video, which I think is going to be like Thriller. I think it's going to be like a little movie.
Yeah, with a bunch of people in it. I heard about that. Oh, boy.
Directed by Joseph Kahn.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You got to shake it off?
I shook it off this morning.
Twice.
Right into my mouth.
Oh.
And then I spit it back into Tracy's.
Wow.
They call me Snowball.
Oh, shit.
That it for music.
Did somebody call 911?
That's all I got.
It's a joke in this town.
Oh. Obviously not. Fucking, they're out there.
I know. Your song of the week this week, I had one picked out, but then the B.B. King story hit. So we had to switch it up. I had not heard this version of him doing this song ever until last night. So here's B.B. King with a cover of Louis Armstrong's What a Wonderful World. Here you go.
I see trees of green. Skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. They are really saying I love you. I hear babies crying. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Shining Wizards is a weekly wrestling podcast that brings you the ups, downs, ins, and outs of this great sport. Join Kevin, Matt, Tony, and Eddie as they bring to you the latest news, the greatest reviews, and of course, the biggest names in the professional wrestling business. They're serious, they're funny, they're entertaining. They are the Shining Wizards, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and at ShiningWizards.com. It's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling. Proud members of the Shining Wizards Network, available at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com.
What's up? It's Mike from The Midnight Jury. The Midnight Jury is a podcast where you, the listener, are able to be transported back to the 80s and 90s every Friday to talk about everything pro wrestling, pop culture, and horror. From segments such as My Five Fun Facts in Under 2 Minutes and Adam's Vinyl Rediscovered, to past guests such as Jake the Snake Roberts, Buff Bagwell, and the horror icon, Chucky himself, Ed Gale, you will find yourself going back to the days before iPhones and social media, to when it was all about records, Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Find us on Facebook and Twitter, and join myself and my co-host Adam every Friday on The Midnight Jury. Available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Audioboo for the Shining Wizards Network, and Fridays at 5, 4 Central to start your weekend on Geek Life Radio. ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. Entertainment here.
Hey, this is the Impact player, Mr. Phil Rea from the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, inviting all of you, if you're done with this podcast, head back on over to ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. That's right, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. You can download the latest edition of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Audioboo, Buzzsprout, Geek Life Radio, and every single Wednesday, live, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on rantemradio.com. So if you want to listen to the current, to the way back, where the new recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting, the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Hey everybody, this is Neil C.
And Annalise from the Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks podcast.
Get ready to have your earholes experience awesomeness as you listen to the latest from the Inconclusive Breakdown podcast.
And we're back.
Where do we go?
Outside to see what the fire truck was doing.
Circles.
Yep.
Donuts. Oh, that was the cop car.
Yeah, that was the cop car. Our Revive reboot cancels this week. We have three good ones. NCIS, CSI, Person of Interest.
Ooh.
Revive, reboot, or cancel.
I hate to say it. Cancel NCIS. It's been going for a long time.
Okay.
I like NCIS better than CSI, though.
Yeah, if you're going to reboot CSI, you better bring back Grissom. That would be my only way to reboot it. Canceling Person of Interest?
No.
Jesus?
No.
No.
Reboot.
Reboot Person of Interest?
They've kind of hit a dead spot.
Yeah, so Revive. Okay. Next one. Walking Dead, Gotham, Arrow.
Cancel.
I'm not a big fan of Arrow, sorry. So I'd cancel Arrow. Renew Gotham.
Okay.
And reboot.
Walking Dead.
See, I've never gotten into Walking Dead, though.
I didn't either.
Next one. This is a video game one, Vince. Super Mario Brothers, Halo, Madden.
Fucking kill Halo.
Okay.
Revive Mario.
Reboot Madden.
Reboot Madden, yeah.
Okay. That works for me. Our internet questions this week. Start off with a good one. Do you think that Stan Lee will have a cameo in Deadpool?
Yes.
And if he does, I want Deadpool to go, "Holy fuck, you're Stan Lee!" Since that's his whole gimmick is breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah.
That would be how I would want that. Yeah, I agree. Who is the hottest woman in WWE and then TNA?
That's more of a Justin question.
That is more of a me question.
Super Saiyan Vince.
Super Saiyan Vince is the hottest woman.
Woman.
I think WWE right now... The hottest woman is on NXT, and that's Bayley. For TNA, I would pick Havoc, just because I like different girls. I think of all time, I think we already talked to Stacey Keibler.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or Tori Wilson, back in the day. No. But probably Stacey.
Oh, yeah.
Dad ass. So. Yeah.
Them legs.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, man.
What lesser-known sports would you like to see get some more attention?
Curling.
I'm a curling. Yeah.
We need a curling team out here.
They used to have one. They have them at the... no, they don't have it anymore,
they
do they?
They tore down that ice rink.
Yeah. I thought they were going to have it at the Pepsi.
No, I think they moved it to Fisher's.
Fisher's.
Okay. That Mary Ellenberg Park. Isn't there a skating rink up there, Ellenberger Park?
I don't know.
There used to be, at least. I think so. But, yeah, I think we all agree curling. Curling needs to be bigger down here.
Hurry hard.
Strip poker.
Hurry hard.
Strip poker needs to come back. Out of here.
Not with those guys at the World Series of Poker.
Bull dancing.
Unless Jennifer Tilly's in it, then I'll watch. But.
Oh, really?
Hell yeah.
Go away.
Back in the days like when the Brand movie Bound.
Her fucking...
Bound, her and Gina Gershon? Yep.
Her sister.
Yeah, okay. I'll go with that.
When did she and Bride of Frankenstein?
Bride of Chucky.
Bride of Chucky.
That's what I meant. I don't know why Frankenstein.
Do you like chain restaurants or little mom-and-pop places?
Both.
And what are some of your favorites?
I like food.
I'm a fan of food when I do eat.
Florida Cracker here in town.
I didn't know.
Really?
Oh, it's fucking good.
Yeah, is it?
Oh,
they have
shit.
Fried alligator tail. Oh.
Yeah,
my brother
good.
Likes another local one here. My brother likes barbecue and Fools.
We went.
I've been there yet.
Yesterday, we went to that, what's it called?
Wings, etc.
Wasabi.
That's good.
That's good. Dude. Wasabi. The little sushi place.
It's $70.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Hibachi's not cheap, but it's good.
Yeah.
My son loves that.
They come out and cook in front of you. And
oh, like a Benihana type of deal?
The fire and everything.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
They do that shit where they flip it in your mouth?
No.
They did when I was there.
He offered to squirt sake in my mouth.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, no. No.
Well, I've seen drinking.
It wasn't really sake.
He's going to squirt the cream of some young guy in your mouth.
Yeah. He had this onion, a sliced onion, and he, like, took it apart and put it into a, it looked like a little mountain or whatever, and then he put the stuff
egg
in there.
Yeah.
Well, he put stuff in there and then he set it on fire and made it look like a volcano.
Yeah.
And then he had this little guy, he went like this, and it peed on the fire and put the fire out.
Nice. So what are some, like, bigger chain restaurants you like?
Olive Garden.
McDonald's.
Fuck McDonald's. I can't stand McDonald's.
Taco Bell.
Oh, Taco Bell.
Restaurants,
good.
That's
fast food. Yeah.
I like Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah, I love Texas Roadhouse. Texas
Palomino.
Yeah.
That's good.
Now, it's very, very pricey, but St. Elmo's downtown. I don't know if it's really a chain. But
that's a mom and pop, say
that's, it. That's a, that would be more well, of a mom and pop.
It, yeah, it's a local. Yeah.
Well, it would be like saying a Shula Steakhouse. There are some around the country, but they're very small number.
There's a Weber Grill downtown.
That's really good. I love that place, too.
Okay.
Fogo.
Oh, Tucano's in Noblesville is half the price. Same fucking food.
Buca de Beppo's.
I have not ate there, but
you got to go downtown. Don't go to the one in Greenwood or Castleton. Go to the one.
That was across the street from Zombie Guy.
What?
When we were leaving the con and the redneck we thought was a zombie that was probably on bath salts. It was across the street from there.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I'd like that because you always walk through the kitchen before they take you
to your. Panda Express is good.
Yeah. Yeah. I loved it, Panda.
All right, next question. Who are some of your favorite big-name comedians? This one puts Jeff Dunham, Rodney Carrington, the blue-collar guys. What are some of yours? You're the comedian.
Russell Peters.
Louis. I love
Louis C.K.?
Dude, yeah.
He did a deal on Saturday Night Live last night that bombed. He was making, like, child molestation jokes. And you could hear the crowd go, oh, and the guys in the band were just sitting there just shaking their heads, and he bombed hard.
Really?
Yeah, because he's not fucking funny.
Sometimes he'll do a funny thing, but...
I don't get it, man. People like him.
A lot of stuff I don't get. Maybe it's just how...
I think it's because he really puts out there that he's Mexican.
Yeah.
I think he plays off that, and it's not...
Gabriel Iglesias?
Fluffy is
he's
funny as shit.
He's fucking hilarious.
He's a shitload of weight.
He put out a video to get on Tough Enough.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
He's big into wrestling.
Yeah, he's a huge wrestling fan.
That motherfucker is funnier than shit.
Yeah, Fluffy's good. God, I like Christopher Titus. We watched the retard bit.
It's true.
I got a point at that.
Yeah. There's a comedian who I've met several times. Mm-hmm. He's a friend of mine. His name is Steve Simone. He's coming up. He's not a big huge name yet, but look him up.
Yeah, he has
freaking
a show
hilarious.
Too. Yeah,
he does this. This bit about Willy Wonka.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he just got so much energy. I'm like, dude, what the fuck? But he's funny as hell.
This ties in, our next question ties into, what's your favorite type of comedy? Is it like stand-up, or do you like improv, or...
I like a little bit of everything.
I like stand-up more.
I think both are extremely difficult, but the improv guys are... That's... I would consider that harder, because at least with stand-up, you know what you're going to do. With improv, it's just right at you.
I couldn't do that.
I couldn't either.
See, that's where I thrive. It's just, somebody says something, I just feed off of that for an hour.
Yeah.
I mean, we kind of do that on the show here, but, I mean, do it like acting or whatever. I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah. Wayne Brady's funny on the, I like all the Who's Line guys.
Oh, yeah. Greg Proops.
Yeah.
And, was it Ryan Stiles and... Colin.
Drew Carey.
I want to say Colin Cassidy, but that's not
Colin
it.
Farrell?
That's a wrestler.
Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell's some dumb Irish guy.
Hey!
Potato eating bastard.
Fucking.
Cut him open and he bleeds vodka. Yeah.
Whiskey, you asshole.
Whiskey, I'm sorry. It's a Russian you cut open and he bleeds vodka.
Yeah.
Okay, next. What are your guilty pleasure movies? This one person says that he likes, like, the Final Destination movies, some of the Saw movies. What would be, like, a guilty pleasure movie?
Rubber,
yeah.
Beaches. Sometimes I need a good cry.
I'll kick you in the balls next time. Save you 2 hours.
College co-eds 18.
Squirt Woman 4. That man's gonna drown.
Cytheria. Yeah.
She comes up a lot on this show.
She does.
Her
Maybe we
Stoya,
should try to interview her.
Her and Stoya.
Fucking Stoya. James Dean is a son of a bitch.
Lucky man.
Fuck him.
A lot of women do.
I might suck his dick just to get to her. I mean,
shut up, kid.
We bought a zoo.
We might as well. Yeah, we love that fucking movie.
Have you seen it yet?
No.
Fucking watch it, goddammit.
I heard they're making a sequel. We sold a zoo.
Yeah. Nate Crowley, yeah.
We lost all our money in the zoo.
The monkeys got us sick.
All the animals.
Outbreak.
That's where the apes came from.
I would say.
Otis Maine, Baltimore?
Here we go. Next question's kind of different. What is your favorite domino effect? Knock over like a Rube Goldberg thing. What's the favorite one you've ever seen? I've seen Mythbusters do quite a few.
Yeah.
The Sesame Street.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Pinball machine.
Fuck yeah.
Pinball machine.
Yeah. I would say any of the one the Mythbusters guys do.
You know
yeah.
what we need? We need. Have you ever seen a? I forget the name of it, but it's on ESPN where they got four guys in the boxes here and they all say something.
Oh, the.
And you can mute them. That's yes. what we need. We need a mute feature.
Oh, no, just because saying. The damn. No, because the remote would have a racist button and it would accidentally get turned up every time, like it does anyway.
Wouldn't that be funny?
This is Vince at 5. You don't want to see 10.
I'll go to 11.
Dan shows up, it's fucking 1,500. What? This question. Worst movie to show your wife or girlfriend?
Squirt Woman 4.
Squirt Woman 4.
Fucking pick one.
I'll start with Human Centipede.
That's what I was going to say.
I've seen that Reese's thing. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking pick one.
Serbian movie.
Gay Niggers from Outer Space.
There's that one. That's actually not bad, though.
Rocky.
No, it's...
Rocky.
That's anti-woman.
Yeah.
Any movie. Women don't get movies.
Beaches.
You put fucking
Fried
dirty,
Green Tomatoes.
You put Dirty Dancing or goddamn Footloose on, and they all just
the worst
like
movie,
moths to a light.
The worst movie
it.
To show your wife or girlfriend, the new Mad Max. Was trying
My
to...
wife hates the Big Lebowski.
What?
Huh. I agree with
she
the kid
made
outside.
The kid cry.
She made the kid cry outside.
Damn. Great movie. Hilarious.
Even it's if it did have Julianne Moore.
I like Julianne Moore.
Yeah, some stuff.
She wasn't very good in the Hannibal movie.
No, no, God, no, she wasn't.
She's an ugly crier.
I'm saving that. Tony asked.
Fuck her, though.
Tony asked movies that should be remade. We're gonna save that. That will be next week's top 10 list.
Sweet.
Our next thing came from Baza from England.
Baza.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a soccer hating.
No, he's a fan.
Don't make fun of me.
We talked last week, or I did, about how the feminists attacked Joss Whedon for...
He did, they
you're,
did.
You're not the right type of feminist, blah, 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 cannibals themselves.
Wait, what happened?
You weren't here.
You weren't here. You might want to download the show and listen sometime. It might help.
Well, fuck that, I'm not on it. I don't listen to everything, guys.
I'd listen when I'm not here.
Because I'm awesome. Because
I want to hear how much shit you guys are talking about me. But...
I like you. Now, short?
All right, here's the question. Do feminists actually get laid? No matter how you dress it up, unless lesbian, must at some stage become subservient to an injection of masculinity which surely goes against every fiber of their being, right?
Right.
Vince?
I wouldn't fuck that, what's her name? With
that your, narrows it down.
With your dick and fucking shorts pussing.
Which woman?
No, any of them. Pick one. Pick a feminist.
Lena Dunham.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hillary Clinton.
Oh,
no.
Speaking of Hillary Clinton.
Fuck, well, well, speaking of, go ahead.
You no, no, Moose. Go, go. I got mine.
That,
sorry,
that Moose, Mustafa.
Moose Knuckle?
No, it might as well be called
Moose
Knuckle.
Mustafa Moose Knuckle.
Well.
My favorite Muslim. We're making a TV show, goddammit.
Mustafa Burat, Barat, some bitch in England.
Bangladesh?
She's did this thing where no binaries, no men or white people allowed at this diversity meeting or something. It's going on in England right now. Now everybody's kind of upset about it.
Yeah.
They put their tea and crumpets down for 5 minutes to think maybe this is bullshit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's probably what he's getting at. I feel you, brother. Yeah. Fucking just take a baseball bat.
Will you
stop
failing the listeners? That's weird.
If it gets us more listeners, fail them all. I don't care.
Oh, does he know about our fundraiser?
We have a fundraiser?
Not yet. We're discussing. I don't want to bring it up yet.
I'm not sucking anybody's dick anymore.
No, it's
hand jobs.
We figured we could get a buck a piece. We figured we could get a buck a piece from you. Hey.
Okay.
Speaking of buck.
Listen, okay. I'll rub a couple out, okay?
The line starts at inconclusivebreakdown@gmail.com.
You can wear a glove, it ain't gay.
You can wear a Michael Jackson glove and make it sparkly.
Fuck yeah.
No, nah, then I start shooting off sparks and it'd be a bad deal.
Read from here.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, speaking of the Hillary Clinton thing, this was beautiful. What group has come out and endorsed a political person who you would not think they would have endorsed because they hate Hillary Clinton that much? That's right. The Klan has come out and endorsed Ben Carson, the black neuro-Republican surgeon, for president because, in their words, his views are more in line with us than anybody else's, and anybody would be better than Hillary. So you know it's bad when the Klan is endorsing a black guy for president. Welcome to World War Vince.
Times are changing. What's going on, man? You got to put your hood on and go back to the meeting.
Yeah, I don't want a fucking vagina up there. And the Clintons are shady as shit anyway. So, yeah. Jesus Christ, man. I would have voted for Condoleezza Rice, though.
Yeah.
If she would have ran, I would have been all right with that.
Is she running Stanford or something like that? She's president of Stanford?
I can't remember.
Something like that. I think she... That sounds right. Because they were talking about her maybe being next president of the NCAA. Hey, she would be in Indy. You might get the
Well...
NCAAP or
whatever. NAACP.
Wrong combination of letters. Fuck it. Top 10 list this week. God damn it. Moving on.
Thank you, British guy.
Thank you, Baza.
That's a wonderful question.
British guy. Baza, we like you.
We love you.
Our top 10 list this week, we're doing two. The best and the worst superheroes to have sex with.
Now, I did men and women, but I'm not gay. So I was just covering a whole bunch of bases here.
That is the biggest fucking closet fucking answer I've ever heard. I'm not gay, but...
He said gay butt. Gay butt. I had to make the easy joke.
It's not that easy. You gotta take me to dinner first, at least.
We'll go to Montana, Mike, so I'm all right.
This shit tastes like garlic and fucking ragu. What the hell?
Jesus Christ.
Pull out a hair, it's about a foot long.
Oh, jeez.
Continue.
Yeah, there goes that sponsorship. You want to start with best or worst? We can say worst for last, it's funnier.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Start with best. Timmy, you're number 10.
I'm not gay, but.
Starfire. Yeah, she's drawn very well.
Yeah. My number 10 is Harley. Harley
As
Quinn.
The, one of the best?
Yeah.
Okay. You like crazy chicks?
Mr. Obviously. Fantastic.
I'm not gay, but.
Mr. Fantastic. I mean, with a name like that, come on.
He's straight.
Stretchy.
Yeah. My number 10, Squirrel Girl. Because it would be like nailing a furry.
One that looks like Lena Dunham.
And you like that?
If drawn, I would have her drawn different.
Where's that eraser at? Squirrel needs bigger tits.
Number 9.
And abs.
Hot girl.
Yeah, just keep going.
Batgirl.
Okay.
Spider-Woman.
I got Wonder Woman. Number 8.
Huntress.
Yeah.
Neil Batman's daughter.
Zatanna.
Yeah.
Caitlin Fairchild.
Ooh, Gen 13. Mm-hmm. Look at somebody pulling out some
image
knowledge there.
Yeah, you guys are bitches. What the fuck? compared to me.
What the fuck?
Nice.
You are our ethnic minority token, by the way, just to let you know. My number 8 is She-Hulk. Number 7.
Black Widow.
Yeah, on the Russian camp.
Power Girl.
Tigra.
Lady Sif.
Mm.
Supergirl.
Supergirl for number what, 6?
Yeah.
7.
No, 6.
Okay.
All
right. Time your tits.
Invisible Woman.
That'd be like nothing. be like what? A clear fleshlight.
That's fine. Yeah, I can hide it.
You don't have to see watch you reading the paper while you're
doing that's true.
You'll have to see my penis.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Who hasn't?
Drax the Destroyer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I think with a name like that.
Yeah. have Oracle just bang a chick in a wheelchair.
She won't know.
Yeah. It's one of those bucket list things.
Right.
I think like Squirrel Girl, it's a bucket list thing. Number five.
Iron Man.
Yeah.
She's hard.
Yeah.
Nice.
I see where this is going.
I'm sure there's a vibrating motor in there somewhere.
Now, see, if he was smart, he would have said Rescue, which was Pepper Potts, but no, he's I'm not gay, but... so he picked.
I've got more guys on here than you do.
I'm sure you do. All mine are women.
Yeah, mine too.
I'm comfortable with my sexuality.
Oh, trust me, I know.
Elastigirl.
From The Incredibles.
Takes a lick and keeps on ticking.
How old was she, 13?
That was the mom.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was the mom, yeah, yeah.
Look at him get all defensive.
Fuck you.
That imaginary character's legal.
Yeah. Rule 34.
Oh, we're not. No, 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 no.
Dagger.
Dagger from Cloak and Dagger.
Yeah.
I have Jessica Jones, just because you know she lets you put it up the pooper.
Mm-hmm.
Your turn. I got Invisible Woman.
Okay.
Captain Marvel.
Bruce Wayne. Looks like he'd be gentle.
You just
and
you'd
be
like,
paid well.
And he's got money.
You want to do that 2.5 minutes.
And he's not clingy at all.
Not at all.
I have Supergirl, number four. Number three, Timmy.
You've seen the Vacation trailer, right?
Yeah.
Thor.
Thor's hammer. Yeah. Yeah.
That's really good.
Silk.
Okay, yeah.
Dazzler.
Nice.
Is that like Richard?
Oh, Kennedy? I was going to have her on my worst, but yeah.
Fuck it. That's what
my
I
number
do.
Three, since you were pulling out obscure ones with Fairchild.
Here comes.
Triplicate Girl.
Ooh!
From Legion of Superheroes. Your own four-way.
She'd fucking kill you.
Absolutely.
You'd die of a heart attack. You wouldn't get through the first one.
That will be up to number one. But number two.
Wonder Woman.
Black Widow.
Mm-hmm.
She-Hulk.
Power Girl. Number one.
Mystique.
Mystique.
Psylocke.
Nice.
Valkyrie.
Look at you.
That way when I die during section, take me to Valhalla and I'll be going to die in battle.
No, because you won't let her finish.
Well, that's true. She'd be pissed off and kill me. Oh, let's start at the worst. Number 10 worst.
Swamp Thing.
Wow. Done. Ended. Stop the fucking... That's it.
Could you imagine the smell?
Probably. Oh. I probably smelled the smell before.
Oh. No names.
No.
No names.
Wasn't in no meat room, though.
No. You want to throw stones? We can throw stones. You know what I got planted in the ground back there? Beans. How you doing?
Wow.
I killed him. I win. What's your number 10, Mr. Short?
Rogue.
Yeah.
Dr. Doom.
Yeah. My number 10 for worst, Poison Ivy. Because it would be itchy.
It'd be worth it, though.
It'd be worth it, though. What's your number 8? Shit. Or number 9, sorry.
Human Torch.
Oh, that'd be bad.
Yeah.
Flame Crotch. Yeah.
Burn these dingleberries right off our hair.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Sorry.
Oracle.
Oracle.
You got a dingleberry problem, do you?
Maybe.
Black Panther.
Lexington Steel.
Because once you go black, you go deaf.
That's right.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. My number 9, Killer Frost. Number 8.
An Invisible Woman.
Lady Deadpool.
Yeah, that would be... I can see where that would be bad.
Toad.
Oh.
That'd be kind of exciting, though.
Imagine that tongue?
Ooh. Yeah.
It's all sticky, though.
Of course it is. If it's not, you're doing it wrong. My number 8, Jubilee. We'll be going halfway and fucking fireworks start shooting off out of weird places.
That's how it always is in my mind, though.
Yeah, I figured. Number 7.
Bottle rocket up here.
She does have a raincoat, though.
That's true.
Oh, Miss Squirty Squirty!
Number 7, right?
Yes.
Professor X.
Oh,
Because next thing you know, you're fucking yourself. And you're like, what the hell?
Yeah.
I'm pretty good.
I should fuck you more often. Number two. Fuck me to number two.
Just keep going.
I got She-Hulk.
A lot of my bests are on your worst.
She's green and weird.
You don't like Melissa McCarthy?
You're fucking racist.
against the green folk.
Puck. Because I couldn't imagine fucking Timmy Short.
Yes, you could.
Listen,
there was that time.
He can't imagine it, but he can remember it.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't want to.
My number seven is Storm. I don't want to be electrocuted.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
Yep. Number six.
Along the same lines, kinda. The Flash.
As we saw his hand moving in the trailer earlier, and Vince's first thing, stick it in your pants. In the pants.
I'm going to stick it in my pants.
Either way.
Hot girl. Because her mask is stupid.
That's right.
Beauty is just a light switch away.
I don't care.
North Star. He's been around.
He's been around.
Is that
the
chip from the Chevy car?
Yes.
Yes. I'll introduce you. Timmy, this is North Star. North Star, this is Timmy.
Hello.
Hello.
My number six is Harley Quinn, because I've had it with crazy chicks.
Is she crazy? Yeah, she's crazy.
Number five. Jesus Christ. I ain't blaming the dog for that one anymore.
Oh, that was
cool. And Timmy shit himself.
The thing.
Bleach that fucking chair.
The thing.
The thing. Here
the thing.
Cocksucker.
Gamora.
What do you have against green people?
Does he?
He's fucking racist.
This coming from the racist.
Short hates green people.
Think about her dad.
Yeah.
That would be the best revenge. Hey, Thanos, I fucked your daughter.
He would beat the shit out of me.
Yeah.
If he could catch you.
I'm pretty sure he could catch you.
Yeah, that's true.
You're fucking racist.
Number five.
You mean four?
Nope, I mean five.
Five.
What?
You missed one? Probably again, didn't you?
Oh, Joker.
Yeah, that would... I can imagine these.
Oh, that'd be weird.
You want to know how my butthole got these scars?
Yeah. Why so serious?
Oh, thank God this ain't being videotaped.
Draw lips on my butt.
The invisible one just took it in a really weird way. My number five is Emma Frost.
Oh, shit.
I want to nail psychic chicks.
No.
Number four.
Superman. I just want to see Lois Lane's head get blown up.
Yeah, there you go. Tentacle porn.
Yeah. Dead girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? Is it really a superhero, though? Because, I mean, you can just go to the cemetery.
You need to crack open a cold one? Yeah.
Nice.
Spit on it.
She's been there long enough. You don't need spit.
No.
Ben Grimm.
Wow. The thing.
The thing. That's disgusting.
I know.
That's why we're just... When Vince stops to keep moving on, you know it's bad. Trying to bone her. My number four is Kitty Pryde. Because in the comics, when she was having sex with Colossus and had an orgasm, she phased and fell three stories.
Oh. Well, I don't care about her.
She left. Sorry.
She left. That might have been one of the best.
Did he get his?
He's Russian.
Then fuck her.
Exactly. Number three.
He was.
He was trying. Number three.
Rogue.
Yeah.
That's who I got for three.
Squirrel Girl.
No.
Those teeth, dude.
You're hateful.
Eraser. Put some real teeth on these.
My number three, Black Canary. Because when she screams, you die.
That'd be bad.
Yep.
I bet she's a screamer,
too. You know how you get by that?
Probably.
Don't get her off.
No, because then she'd really scream, why didn't you? And you just die.
As long as you're asleep, it don't matter.
No, sure. Number two.
Number two, I got Hancock.
Yeah.
Racist.
I get enough of that shit at home. See what I did? Masturbation.
The Flash came over.
Flash came over, yeah. What's your number two, Mr. Short?
Big Bertha.
Big Bertha. Yeah.
But you don't like fat people either?
He likes you.
Oh.
I got a dick, though.
Yeah. Sometimes.
At midnight.
What's your number two there?
Jean Grey.
Yeah.
Because that bitch is crazy.
And she causes just problems.
She is just, yeah.
My number two is Mystique, just because I'd probably end up pissing her off and she would turn into somebody I wouldn't want. So.
Back to the meat table.
Motherfucker, you gotta keep going. S motherfucker, we can go. God damn it. Number one.
The Hulk.
I could see that being terrible.
Hulk smash. Dead ass.
What's your number one there?
Mystique.
Harley Quinn.
Yeah. Good being crazy. My number number one was Rogue, so there's our best and worst. Send us in with your picks or suggestions of who you have. Our fan casting this week. Predictability, the milkman, the paperboy, evening TV. Did I get delivered here? Somebody tell me, please. This whole world confusing me. Flowers as mean as you've ever seen, and a bird who knows you're true. Then a little voice inside you whispers. Yes, that's right. Full House.
Everywhere you look.
Everywhere you look.
It's an awful fucking...
And of course, we'll run down the characters real quick. Jesse, Joey, Michelle, Danny, DJ, Stephanie, Rebecca, Steve, Kimmy, and Alex and Nikki, the twin boys. Where would you like to start, gentlemen?
At the top.
You fucker.
Let's just start with the twins.
Very good. All right.
We'll start at the bottom.
Yep. Who's your twins?
All right, get your...
IMDb... Yeah, I gotta type now again.
I didn't have the twins.
You didn't?
No.
It was on the list.
Was it?
Yeah.
You fellas just go ahead and talk amongst yourselves.
Okay. Alright.
Evan Ross and Marcus T. Polk.
So you're getting actual twins for this. You can't write that. That's awesome.
Oh, nice. He was in Moesha. Ooh, that is an ugly dude.
Wow.
The Tanners.
Stop.
The Tanners are white.
Stop. Did you go blackish?
Hell yeah.
Oh. He Uncle Bucked it.
Oh, that's bad.
That's.
Two tears in a bucket? Motherfuck it.
Oh, goddammit. It's Mr. Short.
Evan and Ryder Londo.
This so sounds like Lando's kids from Star Wars.
Sure. Are they black?
They're black, too. No, I look for black twins.
What are you doing,
I look for black twins.
They were both in...
Oh, the kids from Sons of Anarchy.
And Mad Men.
Yeah. Which I believe ends tonight. Series finale of Mad Men tonight, where you find out he's really D.B. Cooper. Oops, spoiler.
I felt really...
Who's D.B. Cooper?
John Hamm.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm just making shit up as I go. But if it comes true,
wouldn't that be cool?
But if it comes true, motherfucker, I want money.
Yeah, but who's going to know who D.B. Cooper is?
Us, because we're old.
Yeah.
I felt really creepy looking up twin boy
actors. Yeah. NSA is going to be, sir, we'd like to...
Party van's here.
Party van. It's black and has no windows.
This is Chris Hansen.
why don't you have a seat?
You're giving beer to boys? Fuck yeah, I am. Come on.
That show is fucking great. They need to bring that shit back.
He's trying to. He has a Kickstarter going.
It's kind of weird, though. Wouldn't it be entrapment, though?
Yeah, of course it would. But it's legal entrapment because it's NBC. So what's your twins?
You didn't do it. Yeah.
Mine, Dylan and Cole Sprouse from Sweet Life with Zach and Cody.
Oh, the Kathy Lee's boys.
Yeah. Oh, I hate Kathy Lee.
But you...
Are they Catholic?
No.
I thought they were.
No.
That bitch is crazy.
Yeah, Kathy Lee, her and Hoda just sit there and drink wine all the time now. Just, it's terrible.
That bitch
NBC News right there.
I don't think that bitch needs to talk.
She don't. She's waiting until Frank Gifford dies. Why, I don't know.
Suddenly, because she thinks she's related to the Kennedys.
Yeah.
She's better than everyone else.
Next is Kimmy Gibbler. I'm on the
fucking... Megan Good.
I don't even need to put that one in.
She black?
Yeah. Yeah, I misspelled because
G-O-O-D.
She's right there.
I know. Yeah.
I'm into it.
Black. Yeah. Really? I didn't think you were into the dark.
Yeah, you know what?
Go down. She's in a movie called Brick.
It's a swimming movie.
She died. They all died. They all drowned.
Just keep going.
It was a fucking kiddie pool, for Christ's sake.
Elle Fanning.
I can see Elle Fanning.
From We Bought a Zoo.
You know, really, I seem like a hardcore racist, but when it comes to food and pussy, it just goes out the window, man.
Yeah, you don't get it.
Indeed.
Yeah, I admit that was well timed.
Who am I looking for now?
Kimmy Gibbler.
Kimmy. Kira Kosarin.
Can you pick a weirder fucking name for me to spell?
Shut the fuck up. Spell. She's hot. K-I-R-A space. K. Yeah.
The Thundermans.
Alright.
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 She's really white.
Yeah.
Well, look at Vince.
Yeah.
She's red.
She is saying. She almost blends in with the background.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Yeah.
Too bad.
I have Emma Stone. So, Steve. Now, Steve was DJ's boyfriend.
Okay. Now husband.
Now husband. Yeah. So, what black guy do you have for this, Tim?
Shamar Moore
from Criminal Minds. Okay. I don't even need to pull that one up.
Really?
Yeah. I got a big budget.
Must roll fried chicken. Yeah, somebody was going to make the joke.
Popeyes.
Popeyes. Sponsored by Popeyes.
Fucking Popeyes.
It's almost built up here.
I can't wait.
It's fucking delicious.
I've never had it. Is
you're
it good?
Like it. You're going to like it.
It's better than is it better than Church's though?
It's
because
better than KFC.
Anything's better than KFC.
I know.
No.
Church's
is the bomb.
It's top shelf.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not as good as Church's, is it?
It's a different kind
it's
of good.
It's Louisiana
fast.
Yeah, but I mean, where's the stereotype at? Fucking Churches or fucking Popeyes in front of a Walmart.
Well, they're putting the liquor
next
store
to a gas station. Yeah, I mean,
there's no liquor store over there yet.
There will be.
This segment of Chicken Talk brought to you by
General's Fried Chicken.
It goes to food. And it goes out the window. We're debating on the taste and the fucking spices
where
and everything.
You, Steve. God damn.
Colin Ford.
That's what I had.
From We Bought a Zoo.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. And he was also in Push.
Look at him.
And The Hole.
He's in Supernatural.
And
Jake and the Neverland Pirates.
Yeah, here we go. Okay. For mine, I have Chris Evans.
Sorry.
Captain America.
I like it.
Rebecca. This would be Uncle Jesse's old lady. Right. Danny's co-host on the show.
Smoking hot.
Yes.
No, you're going to need this one. Ready? Get ready, typing. Holly Berry.
Oprah Winfrey.
Damn it, Stedman.
Stedman erected.
Nice.
So bad.
You better quit doing this. They're gonna fucking cast that shit.
They're making a black Uncle Buck, for Christ's sakes. Why? Humanity, why?
You know what's funny? It's gonna be TV Guide's best show.
Yeah, critically adored, yeah.
I got Anna Kendrick.
Yes. God. Number one movie in America right now.
What?
Pitch Perfect.
And you've been to see it, what, twice?
Three times, because I was going to go see Mad Max, but I said, fuck that. I went to go see the other bitch.
I'm going to see Pitch Perfect.
Yeah.
I'll probably have to watch it when it comes out on video.
Probably.
You guys are fucking retarded.
You don't even have to cough and cover up anymore. Yeah, this ain't queer, goddamn.
You guys are fucking retarded.
See, at least I just called you gay.
A little bit. Yeah.
Fuck you. Not who we are? Not currently.
Who? Rebecca. Who we on?
Rebecca.
Joanne Garcia.
And she was in We Bought a Zoo.
She was in The Hole.
No, you were in The Hole.
It might be her. Try it. I think she might have got married. That's her.
Yeah, I see it.
She was on Reba. Oh, she was the daughter from Reba.
Yeah, and she was she was part of the Midnight Society on
Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yes.
Yes. Fuck, we're old, Uncle Pappy. I love it. My Rebecca, I went smoking hot, so you gotta go Jennifer Aniston.
My wife wanted me to put her.
Yeah. Stephanie. This is the meth head daughter, yeah.
Middle kid.
Yeah, the middle kid.
Naomi Harris. So I'm on backwards.
I spelled it wrong, didn't I?
Yeah. No.
Bloody hell.
Mayonnaise Mask. That's a good movie.
Okay.
It was a better picture when I seen it.
Yeah, I hope so.
She was in The Invisible Circus.
Hey, there's a picture for your fucking movie. You goddamn.
What the it was, hell?
You gotta
are you
go
talking?
Up. Go up.
I am up.
Go up. Or good. Yeah, there it is.
Oh, Pitch Perfect 2.
Okay. Yeah, look at it. You knew what it was.
Okay, fine. Who's your Stephanie there, Mr. Short?
I'm sorry about this.
Oh, you fucker. It's Mark Wahlberg.
No, no. Kiernan Shipka. K-I-E.
Space.
No. R-N-A-N.
Right there, top. She's
yeah,
top.
There you go.
I can see that.
Wow.
Yeah.
The Mad Men. Those eyebrows, though. God damn.
Dude, I don't know what it... I like blonde women with dark eyebrows. I don't know what that shit's all about.
She's not really blonde.
Well, I know that, but I think it's...
What else was she in?
Me.
Carriers. Flowers in the Attic?
Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
She's in Flowers in the Attic?
Yeah.
Enemy of the Gates.
Legend of Korra. Okay. Yeah, I'm... Okay.
I'll take it.
Yep. Vince, to you.
Who we on?
Stephanie.
Peyton List.
Yep.
Don Peyote?
Don, yes.
She's an actress.
She's on Jesse.
Yep. Okay. You have a thing for her, don't you?
No. Absolutely not.
Because it's not legal?
No. How dare you? Dirty son of a bitch.
She was born after you graduated.
In all fairness, though, so was Tracy. So.
No, she wasn't. I know. Same age as my brother. Come on. I had to think about that for a second. How old is she?
She was born in 98.
Born in 98.
I can't do the math.
I can't either.
She's 15 plus 2.
Almost.
17.
That means almost. Another year.
And she's past the age of consent.
Yeah, it's probably true.
Yeah. You won't get the full 20.
For my Stephanie, I picked Danielle Panabaker, plays Caitlin on Flash.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. DJ.
I think...
maybe okay?
Autocorrect fucked me on this one, but Zoe Saldana.
Oh, Zoe Saldana from...
has no idea.
She was Gamora.
Yeah, she was Gamora.
Yeah. So
that's the green chick that Short hates.
I didn't say I hated her. I just don't want to have sex with her.
She was that Avatar.
Are you serious?
She was Uhura from Star Trek.
You wouldn't want to have sex with her?
Right, well, yeah, there I would, but not all not green.
No. You don't get it either way. Fuck you. Hey, she's either green or nothing.
Hey, he ain't going to get it anyway.
That's a good pick.
I wonder if she's got any Irish in her.
Until she dies.
I wonder if she wants some.
I doubt she does.
I give it to her. I doubt she does, too.
I don't think she likes
Dominican, so she'll cut you.
She's probably not like potatoes.
So. I'll make good fried potatoes.
I'll fry her potatoes.
I make fucking mashed potatoes, fried potatoes, baked potatoes.
It's going to be like Bubba potatoes. Gump.
Fucking Bubba Gumped out on us.
Potato salad.
Is it my turn now?
Yes, thank God. Go.
Olivia Holt.
That name sounds very familiar.
She's an actress.
Daisu?
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
Kicking it.
I
was in the hole.
Ultimate Spider-Man as Petra Parker. Kicking it.
Potatoes au gratin?
Yes. She played Morgan in Tinkerbell.
I keep going.
I know you can. That's why I'm just ignoring you and telling you who's bait. Your pick.
That's it, babe. For who?
That fucking DJ, goddammit.
Ashley Benson.
Okay.
Potato surprise.
Potato surprise.
Ooh. Bring It On, Spring Breakers.
That's where he knows you're from.
Pretty Little Liars. Okay, that ain't bad. I like that. I went with Malin Ackerman.
Okay. She's not green.
Not yet. Just tell he drops his pants, then she'll be green.
with sickness.
Do you know a racial slur for green people?
Martians.
No.
He's gonna make one.
That's fucking surprising.
Yeah, it is.
Well, it's because I like to fuck them.
Space gook.
Yeah.
Oh, god damn it, this has went completely off the rails. Who's your Danny Tanner?
Rails. Yeah, rails. We have rails?
Monorail.
Mr. Tanner?
Yeah.
Okay.
Danny Tanner.
Danny Glover.
Oh god.
It's fucking perfect.
Yeah, it is.
I'm getting too old for this shit. Bitches up in my house and shit.
I'm with Mel. I hate Mel. The Jews too.
Wilmy Riggs! Wilmy!
I have lost complete control of the show. Between Danny Glover and fucking Potato Bubba Gump.
Fuck you!
Ash Browns?
Ash Browns!
I can see an old black guy nicknamed Hash Brown Glover.
Tater tots.
Tater tots are delicious.
Yeah. French fries.
You're killing him. He's almost as red as you.
Curly fries.
Curly fries.
Go ahead.
Go before he dies. He's already died twice.
David Schwimmer.
Ross from Friends?
Yeah.
Okay.
I see that.
Okay.
Colin Hanks.
That's a good pick.
Yeah.
I like that one. I don't think it's as good as mine, though. Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, you got Super Jew.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I was afraid to say it because I have all the, you know...
David Schwimmer's not Super Jew.
No, not as Jeff Goldblum.
And, of course, as Jeff Goldblum said one time, he's always asked, how do you pronounce your name, Jeff Goldblum or Jeff Goldblum? And he always answers, how dare you speak to me? So,
I love him, though.
There I do, go. Too.
There's nothing he's ever not been in that I
yeah,
love his work.
I've been watching him. He's Steve Buscemi. Michelle.
Shit, hold on. It locked up on me.
Probably not after you were stroking out over there.
Rosario Dawson.
Yeah, I'll give you that one. She's banging hot. So.
As a little girl?
She's older.
Okay.
Mine's older.
Yeah, my cast is older. I didn't want to look like a pedophile.
So we made them all black?
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
Because it's okay.
Just keep going, goddammit.
Maggie Elizabeth Jones.
I gotta fucking type again. From We Bought a Fucking Zoo! Jesus.
Fucking watch it.
I think you just keep that on there because it's a family movie.
Yeah.
So if you need a kid, you don't feel like such a pervert looking up, you know, yeah. Young, underage actresses. Enter.
We Bought a Zoo.
We Bought a Zoo.
It's the family version of The Hole.
Oh, look at her.
Hasselback Potato.
Fucking A.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, clam chowder. Potatoes and clam chowder.
Aren't there potatoes in it?
Potato chips.
Potato and quiche? That's just eggs, isn't it?
Oh, don't. I can see it.
I put my potato in quiche one time.
I knew it.
He's like, oh, buddy, yeah, you put it in my mouth. Oh. I need to call
only
him.
Only those
I've
of us that
while.
Worked at Walmart are going to get that joke. But God damn,
skins. He's feeding me over here.
I know he is.
He's getting a chub over there.
Who's your fucking Michelle? Who's your Michelle?
Who's, hurts. Oh, Lauren. It's, Lauren Kelly.
I probably misspelled Lauren Kelly. What was she in?
Labor Day. Looks like Labor Day. Click it.
There's no picture in them.
That one says coitus of the week.
She was not in that. That is not her.
That looks like Miley Cyrus.
That's her now.
No, she's just a child.
Bad TV. To Kill a Bigfoot.
That's not her.
Down with David.
That's some.
I'm gonna have to find coitus of the week.
And the hole back to back.
For my Michelle, just trying to get the train moving to the fucking station. Chloe Grace Moretz, Hit Girl. Which leads us to Joey Gladstone, which I should have cast it as Timmy Schizler, but I didn't. So who do you got?
Failed Lawrence comedian. Lawrence Fishburne.
Fucking Morpheus is a failed comedian.
Right. Have you ever seen him in Blackish?
No.
Nobody watches that fucking show.
Except him. And then he watches Fresh Off the Boat to get his Asian
film.
No,
I can't stand that fucking
show. Well, you hate Asians now, do you?
I work with them.
I work with them, so I hate them.
They smell, don't they? They got the smell.
They do. They smell like fish eyes, too.
Lychee nuts.
No, he's speaking Chinese to me. Bunch of Japanese guys speaking Chinese.
Who's your Joey Gladstone? Jesus Christ.
Tyler Labine.
Yeah, that works.
I had it here. Hold on.
I know you.
Seth Rogen.
Oh, that's really good. That is almost as good as my Kevin James pick.
Oh.
Yeah, I went failed comedian, so it was either Adam Sandler or Kevin James, and I had my Jew quota.
They keep fucking feeding that guy.
I know. I don't know
why. Who keeps feeding that motherfucker?
I honestly, God, think Melissa McCarthy is Kevin James in drag. I'm just saying he needs to work.
Why would you make another Paul Blart? First one was fucking awful, too.
Yeah,
Also.
Whatever. Listen to this. The king of grammar over here.
Yeah. Danny Glover.
Will me, Riggs. Will me.
Oh, this fucking thing. Who's your Uncle Jesse, Chuckle Hunt?
Samuel L. motherfucking Jackson.
God. Really? Can you see the Beach Boys playing...
There's too many white motherfuckers up in here. Shit.
Get your motherfucking bongos off my motherfucking stage. Yeah.
What's in your wallet? I want it.
It's Al Sharpton for Capital One.
Oh, shit.
It's scary. That commercial scared the shit out of me. What's in your wallet?
Who's your Uncle Jesse? Save us, Mr.
Don't carry cash.
The Wahlberg.
Oh.
I knew it was coming.
Really?
Yeah. I knew it was there.
Yeah.
Adam Lambert.
What the
really?
Fuck?
Yeah.
A fruitcake as Uncle Jesse?
Yeah, because he's a fucking fruitcake in Full House, too.
He's banging the hot
chick. Banging the hot chick.
Yeah, he had a fucking mullet, for Christ's sakes.
That's true. John Stamos is a little dark-skinned, right? And he sings.
Who'd you go with?
And he danced.
Did you get one of the people that they
Lou Diamond Phillips.
Oh, that would have been great, but he's an Indian. He don't count.
The Adam Sandler movie, whatever. Repentant People, you get one of them?
No. I went with who's kind of dark, but not really dark, who can kind of sing, but can't really sing.
Wayne Brady.
He's dark.
Justin Timberlake.
He's white.
He's darker than Wayne Brady. I went with The Rock.
Oh
wow.
And that's how you ruin a show, ladies and gentlemen. Right there, you cast The Rock. Vince is...
I'm trying to see it.
Think of it and be cool.
I can... Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
he was gay and be cool.
Yeah, well, Adam Lambert.
Greek yogurt will do that to you. Uncle Jesse.
All over his face.
This fucking show. God damn. Oh, that's it for this week.
Hallelujah.
God.
We're going to go watch Coitus of the Week.
Yes, we are. Oh, God.
Circle jerk. I'm sitting next to Vince.
And I can't reach Justin, so I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to kind of hold back.
Oh,
put my hands on my head.
Pit stains.
I'm sweating.
If you've made it this far in this show.
I'm sweating like Kunta Kinte at a Merle Haggard concert. It's
because a lap dance is so much better.
When the slippery
when the strippers
dancing. Yeah, that's right. sweating like a whore in church.
Oh, that's it. The show's. You're welcome. I don't really see how we could top this. And if you've made it this far,
God bless you.
What the fuck is wrong with you? And we love you. We have an email. I don't know why anymore. Inconclusivebreakdown@gmail.com. I just want to sit here and cry.
Just wait till we leave.
Yeah, we have a Facebook group and page.
So you can watch your goddamn Pitch Perfect too, you fag.
It's in theaters, ain't online yet. Thank you very much.
Listen to him. He's already looked for it.
Have you seen Rebel Wilson? Have you seen Rebel Wilson?
Is that the fat one?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, she flashes Obama her crotch in the movie. I'm just, spoiler alert. And that's the face
he
makes.
If it's in theaters in the United States, you can get it online.
Well, that's true. I just need to do some
stuff. That pussy looks like a fucking roast beef sandwich.
It probably is a roast beef.
Mickey James.
Oh, that's where I put it.
Yeah. We have Twitter.
Horsey sauce.
That's not special sauce.
We have a Twitter at Inconclusive Pod at
curly
Cyborg fries. Sumo.
I said curly fries already.
Yeah, oh. Timmy Schisler.
At Short Jimmy.
At Beetle Bliss.
Potato Wedges.
Oh, I didn't say potato wedges.
Green people hate potatoes. Episode title.
I love potatoes.
But you hate green
people. It's a conundrum. I hate people. I love gatherings.
Some man, French fried taters.
French fried.
We're done.
Potato salad.
We might be back next week. Then again, we might be kicked off the network.
Taters.
Thank you for listening.
KFC Famous Bowls.
They got potatoes.
That's much
German potato salad.
Ooh, I'm a potato salad.
For this group of hateful, for this group of hateful potato fuckers, we will hopefully, we might be back next week.
I'll slow my leg.
No means no.